From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama calls for unity to advance ideas.
Unless we work with other nations under the mantle of international norms and principles and law that offer legitimacy to our efforts, we will not succeed.
U.S. President Barack Obama called on the world Monday to shun war and conflict and instead engage in new diplomatic efforts to resolve conflicts across the globe. The American leader told the United Nations General Assembly that we will all be stronger if we work together, and it's time to move away from force and coercion.
And unless we work together to defeat the ideas that drive different communities in a country like Iraq into conflict, any order that our militaries can impose will be temporary. And just as force alone cannot impose order internationally, I believe in my core that repression cannot forge the social cohesion for nations to succeed.
Yet Mr. Obama also defended U.S. military strength and the U.S. campaign against Islamic State insurgents in the Middle East. He criticized Russia for its annexation a year ago of Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula and involvement in support of pro-Russian separatists in the eastern Ukraine. A developing story in Africa, Burkina Faso's army says the elite presidential guard, known as the RSP, that was behind a recent coup attempt, is refusing to be disarmed.
The soldiers want some guarantees regarding their safety, because there has been the transitional government said they were open an inquiry regarding the coup, and the soldiers feel they could be in danger of being prosecuted. So they have requested an amnesty before. But so far, it hasn't been agreed on, so they are trying to pressure the government to give them some guarantees before by the election.